I wrote some things out this morning that I just plan to read to you verbatim, and Father Don kind of encouraged me to extrapolate a little bit, so I'll try to do that. I do feel like the woman at the well this morning, that God has gone out of his way to pursue. You know the story. That wasn't on his way to Jerusalem. It was miles out of the way. He pursued this woman in the heat of the day because he knew no one else would be there, not to shame her. But in his grace, he confronted her sin when he asked her to go get her husband. Not to shame her, but that she would see her overwhelming need for him. And from that place, she went forward and she told her village. And so I feel, in a sense, that that's what I'm doing this morning. Jesus has been very gracious to me in his pursuit of me. And so I want to come back to you and just share what he's doing with me in hopes that wherever you are, that you will receive the same grace and mercy. Psalm 34 was one of the psalms this morning in the readings, and it best describes my present state of heart and mind, both my grief and my hope. So let me read a portion of that to you. When the righteous cry for the help, the Lord hears and delivers them out of all their troubles. The Lord is near the brokenhearted and saves the crushed in spirit. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him out of them all. And Gary, I want you to title this online, Father Carl's Confession, and I do want it taped. For the past 2 years, more or less, I've been really battling with severe depression, along with the ongoing abuse of alcohol. And as I typically do, I barrel my head down and say, here's another thing I can handle and get through. And I've attempted to address it with AA, Alcoholics Anonymous, and a sponsor. My sponsor is here today. His name is Arthur Bagby. He's the only one with a suit on today. I told him, I said, if you wear a suit, you're going to stand out. But unless he wore a suit, he's back there. You meet him afterwards. A great guy. Loves Jesus. Along with the core of people who've had knowledge. And you know, I was holding myself together okay this morning, and then Ty, I look back there, and Ty Williams is here, and I just started, I cannot begin to express, as I've had conversations with people over this last week, their kindness, compassion towards me and my family has been absolutely overwhelming. I've had some success over the past couple years, but much failure along the way. Perhaps the greatest success that I've had is just the willingness to admit that I'm an alcoholic. And this addiction has certainly not only hurt me, but most importantly has had a catastrophic impact on my family and my marriage. And so I've recently concluded that I need more drastic help. And so on the 31st, I'm going to go to a 30-day rehab program. I will tell you that I struggled with this decision, rebelled against it, you know, this last week and a half. Can't I do something else? Rick, can I find another fig leaf to kind of help keep covering this? What can I do to kind of keep my world intact while dealing with it? Three things became very evident. Number one, the most aggressive way to restore what I treasure the most, my family, would be to do this step, my marriage. Number two, I realized that all of my attempts to deal with it another way were so contingent upon my self-will, making the appointments, doing this, doing that, and I need to have, as my friend Ben Shaka said, a healthy distrust for myself. And number three, everybody, all the counsel that I received from my church friends, from my school friends, from my sponsor who kept agitating me with, "Oh, Carl, you're still trying to run the show." And most importantly, my older children, Caleb, Noah, and Maddie. And my beloved wife, Millie, believing that this is what I needed to do. You know, I struggle with what to say to you, honestly. What to say, what not to say. And I was driving over Red Mountain into Vestavia to meet with Don and a couple board members and Ben Shaka and Brian Gessling, who graciously came alongside me and encouraged what I'm doing. And as I was praying for you, I was overwhelmed with a sense of my love for you and of your love for me. My love for you said, these people need, my people need full disclosure, not some kind of cryptic communication like we've had in the past where people disappear or we use terminology like sabbaticals. And I figured if I said sabbatical, then there might be a massive uprising. And I would understand that. So my love for you said they deserve the full story. And your love your love for me said have the courage to tell them because they love you so much. And they love your family. I can tell you that's the only thing that made this less difficult, because I believe in this church and I'm one member of this church, y'all. I'm not the guy. I'm one member of this body. I have a role that I have no intention of setting aside long term. Unless the bishop says I do, and then whatever, his word stands. But it's not my intention. As I said, I'll leave on the 31st to a place in Nashville, Tennessee, called the Discovery Place. Gracious board members stepped up to fund that. Don shocked him when we sat in his office and they said, "Well, how much is a good recovery program?" He said, $25,000, and they just kind of sat back in their seat. And then Billy Longshore, who's got the heart as big as this room, said, "We'll do whatever it takes." So when I brought them the price of $6,300, they returned my email in less than 2 minutes saying, "We're on board, we got it, we'll fund it." Thanks for your shock value, Don. Nashville happens to be the place where Millie grew up and where we got married. So there's something in that. I will get to attend our clergy retreat next week and be around the most gracious man I've ever met, and that's our beloved bishop, so I'm grateful for that. I ask you to pray for my ongoing recovery, the healing and the wholeness. of my marriage and family. And I know I don't have to say this, because I know you'll do it anyway, but please support my wife and kids in my absence. And I know you will. Though I'm grieved, I want you to know sincerely from the bottom of my heart that I'm hopeful. I feel like God has strong-armed me into a Lent that I've needed. And it took His strong, loving, persistent arm to do that, as well as the arms of a few people around me. I believe that He's going to further deliver me and make me into His likeness. And I believe He will begin a healing process in my family. And I believe that I will return to You during the Easter season in the power of the resurrection. My strength is anchored in that reality that I love You, and I know that I am loved by You. And most importantly, I am deeply loved by Jesus. So I believe and have believed, though I struggle with it, the decision I'm making is flinging myself into the arms of Jesus. The Lord is near the brokenhearted and saves the crushed in spirit. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers us out of them all. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, let us stand and confess our faith. The words of the Nicene Creed.